Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Steven Sheinbaum is our guest, our new friend. Soon to not be a new friend, though. We're going to get him back on the show. He's got a lot more to teach us. Steve is the founder of Merchant Cash and Capital, MCC. Also the purveyor of the funding platform, BizFi. BIZFI.com. Hope you'll check that out. See if there's some opportunities for you there. Stephen, thanks again for the way you support small business owners. I'm a fan of anyone like you who's putting your money where your mouth is and not just giving lip service to small business, not just being a talking head, but actually doing something productive. And I appreciate that. Sure. I want you to give us your thoughts on crowdfunding. I've written articles and talked quite a bit on the show about crowdfunding, about the fact I've broken it into three segments. One is what I call the donated crowdfunding, where someone gives you money and all they want, maybe you give them a T-shirt back. Then there's the actual business relationship where you can borrow money on through crowdfunding. That's working right now. And then the other one is the equity investment side, which isn't working yet. So talk to us about the lending part of this.
Sure. Well, the lending part is growing rapidly.
Is that part of your platform at all?
It is. We have participants in our platform that crowdfund. So what happens in crowdfunding, you know, as you've probably explained, is it goes to an opportunity comes to a platform, a crowdfunding platform then posts it, and individuals around the country, or business owners can participate in that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And in the debt side, it is working. It has changed greatly from the original concept, where it was going to be, you know, a host of individuals funding something, to where it is today, where it's really institutions mm-hmm. that are buying the paper mm-hmm. from the crowdfunding.
They made secondary markets out of this, didn't they?
They have.
Leave it to Wall Street to glom onto our crowdfunding, right?
that's right. So take an example. Take Lending Club, as many in your audience have probably heard of. Lending Club is a B2C, or business to consumer platform, where consumers mm-hmm. can go and access lines of credit, like we were talking about earlier, to replace credit cards, which is and they're also integrated with our platform. They in turn initially were set up to have those loans be financed by individuals. Now it's all financed by institutions, and there's so much equity, there's so much capital sitting on the sidelines right now that the institutions can't get, there's not enough demand to satisfy them. Mm-hmm. And business owners really need to understand this. As I mentioned earlier, there's so much capital available for business owners if they do their homework and they come in. But crowdfunding is a fantastic thing. On the equity side, I think a lot will depend on what happens with the SEC and the regulations.
Crowdfunding lending is going to become robust and will change the way America thinks about borrowing money. It's going to have a big impact on the fixed base banks. I'll tell you a story about that in a minute, quickly. But the equity side, in my opinion, is never going to be a silver bullet for Main Street. It's going to help some people, but it's not going to be as widespread as a lot of people think it will be. What do you think?
I agree with that. 100%.
Even if it gets approved by the SEC.
Yeah, I agree with that. Putting in equity is just an appreciably riskier transaction, and it's harder for individual investors.
If you've ever had investors, they're pesky. You don't want them. I was going to tell you a quick story. I was at a banking convention. I was exhibiting there, and I was speaking there and exhibiting. So I had these questions I wanted to ask them. And so as the bankers came by my booth, I said, "Tell me." I asked them these questions. Have you ever heard the word crowdfunding? And if they had heard the word, do you know what it means? And if you know what it means, you know what it means for your bank. Most of the people had not even heard the word crowdfunding at this banking convention. Number two, the ones who had heard could barely tell me what it did, and nobody could tell me about the implications. What does that say about the banking industry?
Well, they're stuck. They're stuck in a prior decade, and crowdfunding and other vehicles like that are going to disintermediate a whole lot of people and institutions. Mm-hmm. In the years to come. For sure.
Do you aggregate any community bankers? Do any community bankers get involved in your platform at all?
We do. We're negotiating relationships with,
because we're big fans of community bankers around here.
Right. We have a line. We have a senior facility with a community bank, and. Mm-hmm. And we have formed and continue to form relationships with community bankers so that we can give their customers the financing that for regulatory or other reasons they're not able to.
Right, right. Good for you. Okay, bizfi.com, right?
Yes, sir.
That's the main place you want to send folks?
That is right.
Bizfi.com, folks. Steven Sheinbaum is the founder of that and the purveyor of that site. Merchant Cash and Capital is his company. Steven, will you come back? You got more to teach us.
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll have you back soon. Come back soon. See you next time.
Thank you.
Good job. Steven Sheinbaum, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget bizfi.com. I think you'll find something that will interest you and maybe even help you. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Pirate's mine. You marry a music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.